The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the RomaCraft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. RomaCraft Tobacco.
It's the after show, the after show, the after show.
It's never going to die with you.
No. I like that intro better.
I actually don't want the music to end. I'm kind of digging the music.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Rhett Price right there. Hip-hop violinist extraordinaire.
And we got that legal.
Also a cigar smoker.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
That's my buddy.
So it's the after show. We were talking about during the real show, the Cigar Authority show.
This is real, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cigars are good for you. And not a lot of...
Not a lot of kickback on that.
No. Neither way. Well, although it's preaching to the choir.
You know right? what else is good for you is mushrooms. Mushrooms
no,
are good
absolutely
for you.
Absolutely not.
Well, mushrooms are...
No, you get
for starters, they're delicious.
You're talking about the hallucinogenic mushrooms, right?
I'm talking about all mushrooms.
Well, hallucinogenic mushrooms should not have been passed as... No longer shouldn't have been made decriminalized.
Correct, because it never should have been criminalized to begin with.
But that's wrong. You get somebody going behind the wheel of a car on shrooms. I don't want my family's life.
Well, you can't get behind the wheel of a car with prescribed medication either. So high is high. If you get behind the wheel of a car high, you're breaking the law.
Shrooms back in the day.
Yeah? Yeah. So what happens to you?
It's trippy. It's, you know, I've done it where I just, you know, wanted to curl up in a ball and do nothing. And I've done it where I've seen hallucinogenic things that weren't there.
You might see colors or trails. Like if you move your hand, you see a trail. But
imagine driving the car and you see a trail of a trailer truck going by, just a trail.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
No,
no.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you took your shrooms and started smoking them? Is that a problem?
I kind of gave myself away that I've taken them before when I used the term shrooms. But it happened in Denver, Colorado. I guess they've really taken Rocky Mountain High literally.
Yeah.
It was probably the Boulder people. They're kind of like that.
So couldn't we argue substantial equivalence then? Because a mushroom grows out of the ground and tobacco plant grows out of the ground.
Well, you don't. You eat the mushroom. You don't smoke it.
That's correct.
Is it a mushroom?
Yeah, it grows out of cow's poop.
It's a legit mushroom. I don't know what it grows out of.
Grows out of cow poop.
But it's a legit mushroom.
Mm-hmm. And so somebody figured out why you eat this and you go into a trance or whatever.
This is real old school stuff. Yeah, usually they're dried. I'm told.
Unless you get them fresh.
You still know a guy?
I could hook you up.
All right, cool.
We'll talk after the show.
What the hell is going on here? Legalization of marijuana. First, see how these things start is, first it's, you know, people that need it or something, we're going to make it so, and then it's, well, then it won't be a crime if you end up doing it. Then it's recreational. Anybody can do it. It's okay. Period.
It's taxes. They're raising tax money.
So now it becomes a mushroom.
I want to know how much the people in Colorado's taxes went down as a result of all this revenue they're raising. On taxing marijuana.
Yeah, it doesn't go down. It's just
it doesn't go down.
A big more money grab that ends up happening. Well, but I'm against people tripping out or people being out there. I don't.
You could lick a
even
toad.
Even as far people over drinking, I got a problem with people over drugging. And why would you incorporate the next thing into it?
Why would you, as a government, tell people what they can and can't do? You should just shut the hell up and let people do whatever the hell they want.
But there are certain things that there needs to be like a legal line drawn in the sand.
There already is one. It's called the Constitution. You can't use your rights to bear arms to infringe on someone else's right to happiness. to pursue happiness. So I can't brandish my firearm and say, look, I'm carrying a gun to intimidate somebody, because that violates their constitutional right. Even though I have the right to carry, I don't have the right to intimidate.
Well,
So the Constitution was already written, and it's flawless.
When there's something out there that could cause harm to others by the actions, by taking said
then every item, single prescribed then, medication go should be thrown out.
And there are things on medication one should not be driving a vehicle while taking.
If you're eating shrooms, you know what they do to you. You should not be getting behind.
Is there anything
the
good they do okay. to you? Did they do anything good to you?
Shrooms? I think they're very relaxing.
No. So it's just a hallucinogenic drug that serves no purpose other than to get somebody to not see what they're really seeing.
And to go to Jonathan's argument, people drink too much. They still get behind the wheel.
And it's illegal to drive impaired.
It should be
There's
illegal.
Already a law on the books.
It should be illegal to drive
Let's not make any more laws, because every time we allow them to make more laws, it complicates things. That's how we ended up where we are with cigars.
All right.
You should not be vying for the government to make more laws.
Heroin's from the poppy plant. Poppy plant's a legit thing. Let's legalize heroin.
I don't have an issue with it, it being legalized.
I have a tremendous issue with it.
Why are they opening the door for more trouble?
It shouldn't have been criminalized to begin with. Who is the government to tell you what you can and cannot put in your body? They're nobody.
So back to cigars, because it's a cigar show. Can they say to us, a 20-year-old can't smoke a cigar or can't buy the tobacco products, or like in Beverly Hills, can't smoke at all?
Well, can't sell it. Can they? Yeah, because wants to criminalize something that just grows out of cow poop.
Can't sell tobacco, but you can sell marijuana, but you can sell hallucinogenic mushrooms. You can sell
cigars. Have we proved on the show are good for you?
And mushrooms are good for you. They're high in vitamin D. They're high in vitamin D, which Dave is deficient in, but not anymore, because I give him mushrooms all the time. I just don't tell him.
What if you slip some of those crazy mushrooms in there?
I don't have access to crazy mushrooms, so
it'd be better than kale.
Yeah,
anything's better than kale.
Yeah. Kale's kind of freaky, huh?
Yeah, I hate it.
It's not going to stop me, Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, I know.
It really seems like things are going crazy, though. They're going from the same people that are protesting the tobacco are the same people putting forward the other stuff.
Yeah. We don't want you to smoke cigars, but let's legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
And you can't use the argument for taxes on that, because if you ban cigar smoking or you reduce cigar smoking, you're limiting the amount of taxes. The S-chip money collected will go down the drain. So it's not a tax argument.
Yeah. They just hate it.
No,
so
it
bad.
Is a tax argument. That's the only reason
why they leave cigars alone.
The reason is they make it so that the American public believes that cigars are bad as all other tobacco products. Therefore, they can tax it.
I don't think they can keep shitting on us. I don't think they even believe it. Do they really believe that falsehood, that it's bad for you?
Politicians don't believe in anything. You know, this is all politics, right? What are people going to think about what I'm voting here? You know, I was saying to you, I listened to that podcast about dietary supplements.
Yeah.
The FDA used to be in charge of regulating, and they decided in 1994, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So now in that $270 billion a year business, you can put whatever you like in there. There's no regulation on that. And that's because Orrin Hatch had people in his district that didn't want regulation of this. So I think if there was enough money to pay the right people, the cigars would be fine.
It's so bad, man. So bad that this is really happening and watching it. And ignorance is bliss.
So something that you eat, a dietary supplement, something that you eat is not regulated by the Food
Correct.
And Drug Administration. And cigars, which are not a drug, are regulated by them.
But their problem is, their biggest problem is that for some reason there's a big outlash on nicotine. Nicotine is the enemy. And
I don't think nicotine is the enemy, because you got the patch, you got every single vape device, you got this.
And that's the enemy. And they
heat,
say
not burn bullshit.
They're saying nicotine is the biggest drug of all, and it kills people and blah, 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 blah. It does not kill anybody. And is nicotine a drug? Any ene is a drug. Caffeine is a drug, and caffeine is the number one drug. And you talk to anybody, I can't even wake up in the morning until I have my first cup of coffee. I can't, you know, all this caffeine. And listen to caffeine people. You got a three-year-old kid, and you bring him to McDonald's, and you get him a Coke. And there's a coffee shop on every single corner, 24/7. They don't even close these places, dishing out caffeine.
And you could go a step further and say sugar is probably the number one drug.
Going back to
refined white sugar.
Users can also have bad trips, which are unpleasant experiences on the drug. Possible effects are frightening or intense hallucinations, anxiety, paranoia, panic, and fear. And
which is same, what I'm experiencing right now as a result of you telling me.
Same as marijuana.
That is a reason alone why it should not be legalized or decriminalized, because it puts the general public at risk.
Yeah, and next thing you know, it's going to be you can't grow Kentucky bluegrass in your yard because it's not an indigenous grass to this area. It's
well,
such
here
bullshit.
In New Hampshire, you can't bring wood in from other states.
It's bullshit. The government shouldn't be telling us anything about what we can put, can and cannot put in our body.
The government should be.
Nor should they be able
to. The government should be providing a safe haven for its citizens, and by allowing people to take
the Second Amendment gives you your safe haven. The Second Amendment gives you your safe haven.
So you're saying if you see somebody high on shrooms, you're going to shoot them because you feel threatened?
No, I'm going to say if I feel threatened, there's my safe haven. The government is not responsible to keep me safe at all. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Constitution. You have the right to pursue happiness. It doesn't. There's no happiness guaranteed. You have the right to pursue it.
So what if a person takes shrooms and they're a gun owner?
What if they drink and they're a gun owner?
They now have fear.
I drink
they
and I'm a gun
have
owner.
Paranoia.
Same as marijuana. Yep. Paranoia is the number one thing on marijuana things.
You have paranoia and you're not even high.
Who says I'm not?
He threw out that shrooms pretty quickly.
He did.
He's all about the shrooms.
Let's make, in your thought process, let's make every drug legal, but make Narcan illegal. Survival
so,
of the
so back to your thing of let everybody do whatever they want and the strong survive at the end. You're going to clear out this country really fast.
Yeah, you are.
Everybody can do everything and everybody's going to be wasted, dying, freaking
you
out.
Could do, and I say it because it's a stupid argument.
Yeah.
You could do everything. I truly believe it.
You could do everything in the 1700s. It wasn't illegal then. So, people were doing opium, growing friggin' poppy seeds.
Yeah, what was the average
seeds.
Life expectancy in the 1700s?
Whatever the life expectancy
Shootouts
was.
Shootouts in the Wild West.
People weren't, there wasn't the issue that there is now with the drugs because it was available. It was available, it was okay. And then the society regulated itself. If
it
you
was
had
a,
the town
it was a
drunk.
A lawless society.
It wasn't lawless.
So then
you're lawless.
Real life would just become like a Grateful Dead concert. Everybody is well, high as a kite.
You're not going to all of a sudden take up shrooms if it's legal in New Hampshire, I don't think. Our studio audience isn't, they're not all high right now because they have access to marijuana. They're smoking cigars. Most people's lives aren't going to change based on the law.
I think this country is going to look way different 10 years from now with all this marijuana and now mushrooms and all that stuff that's going to happen. And you're going to have
an even bigger separation between the wealthy and the poor.
They call it dope, right? Makes you stupid. So
it's the ultimate vortex.
You're going to walk around. People are going to be walking around. I think you're going to have a bunch of idiots
right
out there. Think about the kids you grew up with and stuff, the ones that went to the park after school every day or even before school smoking pot and stuff. And you see where they ended up? Most of them very bad, and right?
Really, you remember Fat Albert?
Yeah.
They had a song on there, Dope is for Dopes. And I learned from that.
There we go.
Thank you, Ed Sullivan. I don't know what we would do without your contribution.
You're welcome.
I think the marijuana, the taxing marijuana, is the ultimate poor tax. It's going to create a greater separation between the wealthy and the poor because, by and large, household incomes of less than $30,000 consume 70% of the marijuana sold in the United States. That's a fact. And that separation is going to get greater and greater as they use up their income that's not disposable because this becomes something that they want and need at a certain point.
When you create a greater separation like that, it's going to lead to greater crime.
Yeah, there's nothing good about the taxation of marijuana or legalizing it for the purpose of taxation. If there was a breathalyzer test and it could be something that you could tell if someone's behind the wheel and they're high, but you can't.
So you have that company in California that's trying to create something, but
they're
the
prototypes, a year away. They're a year away before that comes out.
You ever watch that live PD thing?
No.
On TV?
My stepdaughter is addicted to it.
All right. So very interesting, because the next thing you know, you see the cop in the poor neighborhood. And, oh, my God, it's one after the other after the other. It's the same thing that here they are with marijuana. Here's where they are drunk. Here's where they are this. It's Friday night. The show's on Friday. It's live. And, oh, my God, it's all poor neighborhoods, like you're saying. And it's one after the other after the other after the other. And they're arresting them. And next, next, next. So part of it is, okay, we're going to stop all that because we're going to legalize it. What a mess. These people are on their front lawns and fights are happening.
And
it's
you
a crazy
can't.
Thing. And you know what? It's 8 o'clock. It's not even that it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 8 o'clock at night.
Hardy.
It's just starting.
You can't even get a marijuana dispensary license unless you know somebody. So it's completely controlled by the top brass in the country that are pushing this through. They've got control over the licensing, and that's how they want it so that they can keep this separation of power.
But then the guy that owns the marijuana dispensary 10 years from now builds it into a monster and sells it to somebody else. And then it's going to be controlled by some big business later on because they're going to buy them out. Just like we saw what was happening in the cigar industry. And then as luck would have it, the big monster companies don't even know how to operate this type of thing. So they throw all the money in it. But we saw it definitely with cigarettes. The family company of cigarettes, let's take a Nat Sherman, for instance, which is a family-owned and operated company. Philip Morris swoops in and says, okay, here's $1 billion. We'll buy you out.
The entire country was built on the backbone of tobacco, and it shouldn't be messed with at the level that it's messed with, in my opinion.
So you are the okay with legalize it all?
It should never have been criminalized to begin with.
You're a libertarian, aren't you?
I am a libertarian.
And I hear it.
The guy gets high on mushrooms and robs a bank. Guess what? We can arrest him for robbing the bank. If he is high on mushrooms and gets behind the wheel of a car, we can arrest him for being high and operating the vehicle. We don't need to criminalize the drug. We criminalize the activity. And eventually, all of the idiots are off the street. The real criminals end up going to jail.
The next thing you know, there'll be... Jails are overfilled, and it's overfilled with...
Build more jails. It's easy. Stop wasting the money on all this bullshit that we're wasting money on. Do we need to go to outer space?
I just got a brilliant idea. So we build a wall that goes to Mexico, right? Well, you got one of the four walls already built. Yeah. And then it becomes all jail behind that. One of the four walls are already built. It can be a friggin' hundreds of miles of jail.
That's pretty brilliant. Pretty brilliant right there, David.
Donald Trump, you can take that. One of the four walls are already built. Just build a giant jail.
Sounds like Escape from New York.
Yeah, this was a movie already?
Escape from New York. They built the wall around Manhattan. They made it a maximum security prison.
All right. So if you're going to do the wall in to Mexico anyway, there's one of the walls.
Also, I believe that
and
the government should
And any of them
want to
jump
give...
in, any of the people coming from Mexico want to jump in, they're jumping into jail. Perfect. Huh? I think I got something here. This All just right. happened. Oh, my God. Call Donald Trump as soon as you get off the show.
So this problem is solved then.
The other thing that I think is that the government is missing is... Within the first month of your 18th birthday, you should have to take a firearm safety course. And if you would like it, the government issues you a .38 special firearm. All gun crime goes away at that point.
But now you're mandating more laws. You just said why there should never be these laws in the first place. Why are you making laws like that?
You have to take a gun safety course.
What if somebody doesn't want to own a gun?
You don't have to take it. But everybody has to learn how to use a firearm. And if you'd like it, they issue you a firearm right there. It's yours.
Part of the school
Look
curriculum.
Look after it. That's it.
Are you for or against a psychological screening before this happens?
Psychological screening, no. But if it's a crazy person that has been deemed crazy by the state, no, they don't get a firearm. It's not like you don't see the signs as they're coming up through the school and they just keep pushing these broken kids back in with the general population. Keep pushing them back in, keep pushing them back in. You know the kid's broken. Get him the help.
Not bad.
I don't know. You just, to me, it's opening up to too many people being able to get firearms that shouldn't have firearms.
Get them. I'm pro-gun. It's bought for you by the government and issued to you.
But there's
that serial number is yours.
There's such a mental health issue in this country. I don't think you could open it up to everybody.
There really isn't that big of a mental health
issue. It seems more than ever. It does seem more than ever. Or is it the wussification of people that everybody's depressed and everybody's sad or whatever it is and... You know, when I was sad, you get a backhander and you're not sad anymore.
Or you're told to go outside and play instead of moping in your room.
Right.
So
I'll give you something to really cry about.
Right. And then you stop, you shut up. And then
all right. It. Now that we've lost the show completely.
Absolutely. That's the
show. I wish I took some shrooms to deal with that.
You're welcome.
This
I hope,
Saturday.
Hopefully you're enlightened now.
This Saturday, Nelson Alfonso will be here. He'll tell you he lives in Cuba. No drug problem in Cuba. None. Why is that? We'll give you that, and we'll talk about tobacco, and we'll talk about cigars, unlike we were doing here. But magic mushrooms, huh?
Magic mushrooms.
We'll see what happens there. That's it. That's the after show. We'll catch you Saturday on the Cigar Authority.
Catch you on the flip side.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.